Welcome to summer in the great indoors. Parents across the United States are learning children's summer camps will be canceled, delayed, or moved online because of the coronavirus health crisis. Public safety measures will affect how boys and girls spend their summer vacation. From New Hampshire to California, families and the camps themselves are struggling. Online campfires and virtual fun and games in the living room are becoming more likely. It is a sharp blow for children and their parents who have spent weeks at home during school closures. Many had hoped attending summer camp would be a prize following weeks of homeschooling and social distancing. The move is also a sharp blow to nonprofit groups that depend on the money they earn from camps. Young people who were looking forward to working at summer camp jobs have also been affected. When we finally found out that schools were going to be closed for the rest of the year, I was like, well, there's always summer camp. I was really holding out for that, said Rasha Hababi of California. She had planned to send her 10-year-old daughter to her first sleepaway camp. But that is not possible anymore. Hababi and her husband have demanding jobs. But they chose to keep their children away from her parents to avoid possibly spreading the virus. Now, she said, the couple may be forced to ask her parents to watch the children during work hours. An estimated 20 million American children attend one or more summer camps each year. Their camp fees fuel an $18 billion industry that employs over a million seasonal workers. That information comes from the American Camp Association, which represents more than 3,100 camps. The association has asked independent health experts to make suggestions for camps. Many camps still hope to open, said Tom Rosenberg, the group's president. Camps are awaiting guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health officials, he added. Most camps are not asking if they're going to open, but how they're going to open, Rosenberg said. Camp Walt Whitman offers a 7-week overnight camp in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Camp officials sent parents a letter with three proposals: canceling all activities, postponing them, or going forward with social distancing and other safety measures. Officials will decide after May 20th, Director Jed Dorfman said. For smaller camps, cancellations could lead to financial ruin. Many nonprofits use the money that camps raise for their budgets and to pay for service contracts. Organizers of some canceled camps have urged parents to donate all or part of this year's camp fees or put the money toward next year's camp. That led to problems for Galileo Learning, a camp near San Francisco, California. It canceled its camp this summer and credited families for next year. That angered some parents. The company then asked parents whether they would like all or part of their money returned, or whether they would like a credit for future use. In a statement, Galileo said it had stopped paying or dismissed more than 80% of its year-round workers. Other camps are racing to move online. Interlaken Arts Camp usually has 2,800 young people from 50 countries attend its summer program in Michigan. but this year the camp will move to virtual programs. The camp will be shorter than usual, President Trey DeVay said. The changes are proving difficult for many Americans, including young people. Delia Graham was looking forward to spending 6 weeks at Willowbrook Arts Camp, where she has been going since age 5. Now 10 years later, she is old enough to work as a half-day counselor at the camp near Portland, Oregon. Graham and her 5 camp friends have talked in a FaceTime group meeting about what might happen before getting the bad news, she said. I didn't think it would get so bad, that it would last this long, she said of the coronavirus pandemic. I really miss my friends. I'm Pete Mustoe.